You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Everybody, and welcome to episode 145 of the Time Hackers Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about big results from small changes to your routine. So I initially started thinking about it when I started my early rising challenge, which has been working out really well for me. So I was watching a video of a guy who used to weigh a lot. He was really, really, really big. And one day he decided to change his life. And a year after, you wouldn't even know that this was the same person. Not only he lost a lot of weight, he became more agile and he's more fit and he feels better and he can do so many things that he couldn't earlier. And we all have seen these videos. They're very encouraging. They're very motivational. They're fun to watch because you see that someone has made a change and wow, look at the difference that it made, right? We all want the big results. It's just that when we start thinking, oh, well, that means that he completely changed his entire diet and it means that he started working out 5 times a week and this means that he gave up a lot of things that he loved for a greater good. Now, I'm not saying that the changes that these people make, and we all make them eventually, are bad. I'm just saying that when you're an outsider looking in and you just see the end result, you're not really sure how much of the investment that these people made is something you're willing to do. And it made me think about the early rising challenge that I did and how small of a change cost a humongous difference in my productivity. And it got me thinking that we always think of creating change as doing something big, like changing careers. I'm not happy with my job, so I'll switch careers, or I'll be an entrepreneur, or I'll find a different place of employment. And we kind of, it's like there's a correlation between the size of the change that we want for ourselves and the size of the investment or the change that we need to put in this machine to make it work. And I don't think that it's true. I don't think it works like this. Just like for me, waking up at a certain hour for one single week wasn't all that of a difference, but the change that it created in my life that continues and will continue for months to come is humongous. I didn't go to a seminar about sleep. I didn't, you know, completely change my lifestyle and started running in the morning and added 2 hours of meditation and yoga and all these awesome routines that work for other people, and I still got the same results. So what I'm trying to say is that sometimes what we need to find is the 20/80 rule of change before we dive into something. So for example, if you want to improve how you feel at your workplace, maybe instead of, you know, changing everything and becoming all the other employees' best friend, maybe find yourself one friend that you can actually have fun with and you can actually talk with, and it will lighten up your entire day. Maybe before you make a career change, maybe sit down for just 1 second and figure out what's not working. Maybe it's a specific person. Maybe your boss is really hard on you. Or maybe you're not having fun because your commute takes forever. And then maybe you can fix it in a more mild manner than changing your entire life. It seems that we're so reluctant to make big changes in our lives, and yet we constantly make them without really having to. So all I want you is to think about the changes that you're making in your life. And I'm talking about it right now because now is the holiday season. We all start kind of reminiscing over the past year and what we've done versus what we wanted to achieve and how we're standing, you know, in our own books. And we start making New Year's resolutions and we start deciding what we're going to do. So if you want to lose weight in 2016, which is something that a lot of people want to do when they start their New Year's resolutions, maybe instead of deciding that you're going to run every morning and not eat carbs at all, maybe just decide that you're going to drop sodas for the month of January, like not have sodas at all. I promise you, you will lose weight, but it's not as big of a change as running every morning and not eating carbs at all. this is something that you can actually do, and you can, and when you decide that you're going to do it for a month, you actually promise yourself, okay, so I'm going to do it for a month, not for an entire year. I can actually see the end of it, and I'm going to see the results, evaluate them, and then make a smart decision as regarding to the rest of it. Kind of like what I did with my early rising challenge. So I challenged myself for 1 week, and I promised myself that if it's going to be horrible, then in a week from now, I'm going to decide that I'm going back to waking up whenever I want. But what happened was that I saw amazing results, and now I'm trying to wake up even earlier. I'm trying to push to 5 a.m. wake up start. And for me, if you are a listener, you know how untypical this is. Now, had I started with, okay, so I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. for a year now, I promise you, after 2 days, I would even forget that I ever promised it. I would forget that it was a New Year's resolution. It's too hard. It's too big. But now that I have my first early win and I can actually see that it's not that bad and this is something I'm willing to invest to get the results that I'm getting, then yes, I'm completely in. So before you make big decisions, start with small ones. See how you feel about it. Maybe they'll be enough. And if not, it's going to be a more gradual stepping up towards your big dreams and big goals. And I never want you to dream any less big than you dream right now. On the contrary, I want you to dream big. I want you to have huge, huge, huge expectations from yourselves because I know that you can do it. But you need to do it smart, especially when we talk about habits. So tell me, what is one thing that you're going to change in 2016? Email it to me at j@imjulie.com, and one of the people that's going to write back to me with your New Year's resolution is going to get a 30-minute coaching call with me to create a plan to make it happen in 2016. Sounds good? I hope it does. So email me to j@imjulie.com. I'm waiting for your emails. I'm waiting for your New Year's resolutions. And I know that whatever you set your mind, you will achieve. That's it for today. I'll see you next time.